America Weekend. All right, Carl Sabatino, we are back with Roland Smith. Roland, my observations from the middle of the crowd today as I stand with everyone is one of what the heck is going on? And do you ever get a feeling, some people, the Germans have called it the Zeitgeist, the spirit of the times.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a feeling that we are standing on the precipice of extraordinary change on the planet.
Well, you know, you have mentioned this before, and
yes.
There must be. Now, is this something that that your observation is bringing to your understanding, or is this something you just sense inside?
Both. As you know, I look at and read just about everything, okay? And I've been doing this most of my career on the microphone as a newsman and marketer and in the broadcast business. And I'm getting a sense. I remember this swing in time was in the late 70s when we were moving out of the Vietnam era into what became Ronald Reagan and all of the rest. And that changed us for a good period of time. I'm feeling that sense of extraordinary change, both politically, economically, as we come out of the recession. But you get a sense of the people and the leaders that I'm talking to that they're trying to get their hands around, putting their hands, as Senator McCain said to an associate of mine, it's like trying to put our hands in quicksand. It's changing that quickly. Every time we think we're on top of it, it changes. And that's a feeling. That's a zeitgeist of the time. It's changing so quickly that none of our political leaders, not just in the United States, but around the world, can't seem to get their arms around it.
Is there a genesis of this change from your perspective?
I think, personally, I believe it's because the world, when it gets shocked by a number of different elements, like the Ebola, okay?
And like ISIS.
ISIS.
And like any other kind of cruelty that is out of the norm.
Well, it's also, as an example, we've been on this issue of the changing climate on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had a number of political statements. The UN has made a statement reference to it, that the world is changing climatically. The world is changing politically. There's been a great shift as we move from Western culture to a stronger based Eastern culture, which, of course, is the Asian Pacific Rim. And so that shift has gotten has changed the focal point. Right in the middle of that, even geographically, is the Arab world. OK, and that is falling apart. Okay, after Arab Spring of 3 years ago, the world, they have not seemed to come around from their perspective, okay, as to get their arms around their own political thinking based on their religion, okay? Difficult period of time for them, all of them, whether it be ISIS or as far east as Tunisia and Morocco. We're feeling this change right across the Arab world. That is creating, I believe, a zeitgeist on the planet. It's very uncomfortable. People can't seem to get their arms around things. And I'm beginning to feel that. And that's both.
I don't think it's just you, though, Carl.
I'm sure I'm not the only one. Of course not.
I mean, all of us feel like that there is a change in the offing.
Yes.
And we're not quite sure what that change is or how to participate in it or whether we want to choose to be a victim of it.
Well, we sure as heck don't want to be a victim of it.
No, I would agree.
I made the statement, and they're getting around to that statement I made here on this broadcast about my feelings about ISIS and what Marcus Aurelius said to the troops as they were heading to Palestine during the Jewish uprising.
I know.
Kill them all.
And I disagree.
I know you do. I know you do. But they got to go. They got to go.
Well, no, they need to change.
Well, sometimes the change is a relative term, in my opinion. And how far do you change from barbarism, which is where we are now? The incidents of the past week indicate their intentions, their full intentions.
Which we will get into at some point during this broadcast.
Yes, we will.
It was an act of cruelty.
Yes.
It was certainly an act of defiance.
Yes.
And one of ignorance.
And stupidity. Why do you want to galvanize the rest of the world against you? It makes no sense.
Well, because you're not aware of what the rest of the world is thinking. If you are so focused on your own aggrandizement, on your own ego,
yes,
on your own desires, you're not going to understand that the rest of the world thinks whatever you're doing is stupid. Wrong.
Well,
cruel.
I haven't heard it put in such a way, but I agree with you. I could see that they have lost a sense of reality in the space of time. And that sense of reality is upon them. It's right in front of them. And I don't know. We're going to have an entire segment on that. But I feel this zeitgeist. I feel this change. You've thank you very much for giving it more clarity in my thoughts.
Well, I don't think I give it any clarity, Carl. I just
you clarified the thing. Every now and then it becomes a muddle up here.
Everybody wants to agree with what you're saying, with the exception of kill them all. I just cannot bring myself to do that.
I realize that. But with all of that, we shall move on. We have guests. It's going to be an interesting broadcast. Please stay with us. This is Carl Sabatino and Roland Smith. This is Smith Sabatino. We are back. Please stay with us.
America Weekend. Think Green.
Harrison with you. Under new rules adopted by the European Union, Britain is gearing up to phase out the use of cancer-causing pesticides. Being targeted are toxic substances in both the food and the environment. These pesticide regulations will prove better protection for bees, which are dying all across Europe due to contact with toxic pollen in plants and vegetables everywhere. Most bug sprays and commercial pesticides are suspected of causing cancer, DNA damage, and gender bender effects, in which fish and plants are actually inappropriately changing from male to female due to something known as xenoestrogens. The new EU plans being hailed as a global revolution in the way the public is actually being protected against known poisonous chemicals, including banning all aerial spraying anywhere in Great Britain. From the Greeniverse,
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Does your child have a problem sticking to things? I mean, they keep trying one activity, wanting to quit, and then try something else completely different. What to do? Here's the developmental science of it. The issue of completing what you started sounds simple, but it's incredibly complicated. Make sure that your child has the physical abilities to excel at the new task. If that's okay, then encourage them to continue. If they still want to quit, look at their social abilities. Do they play well with others? Are they avoiding someone like their coach or teacher?
I eat quitters for breakfast and I spit out their bones.
So what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, from childhood to adulthood, when we quit something, there's always a reason. Smart parents will talk to their children, find out the reason, the cause, and then once you find the reason, you can find a solution. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.